fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
It certainly is time for fashion. We have no Penelope Noir this morning because she's lost her voice, so I hope you're resting up, Penny, and having a good break. But we have got Kate Sylvester in the studio. Kia ora, Kate. How are you?
Hi, I'm very good. Thank you.
Hey, this is a very exciting week and a particularly exciting day because it is New Zealand Fashion Week and the Kate Sylvester show is tonight.
Yes, yes.
So it's a big one.
Huge, yes. Very anxious right now, actually. I'm desperate need a rescue remedy.
I'm sure it will be fantastic. It's a very interesting theme this year and a very timely one for the whole of Fashion Week. Sustainability is the overall theme.
Yes,
well, that's something that's very true to your heart and your brand.
Yes, so we're thrilled that Fashion Week have really embraced it, and it's been, it's a really driving part of what we do as Kate Sylvester. And we've recently, with the fantastic girls at Ruby, we've launched Mindful Fashion New Zealand, which is bringing all the different brands together to work. We just found that the whole sustainability thing is so daunting if you try and tackle it on your own, and when we all come together and can kind of share knowledge and share the weight of it, it really takes the pressure off. So that's a very exciting initiative, and I feel like it's a really new era for the industry.
Absolutely, because I mean, it is obviously a huge problem within the industry is fast fashion and, and that kind of thing.
Yes.
And that's something that I think a lot of New Zealand labels push against quite a lot. Is that something, I mean, that's something that's been very true to the core of what you've been doing since 1993 when you started, really?
Well, yes. So, I just, I mean, fast fashion is just a terrible thing. People need to stop buying it. The fact that it's $3 means you just know there's something isn't right with that garment. But we've always made clothes that are for a lifetime, not for a season, not for one wear. And I think that looking at the, it's incredibly important to look at the bigger picture and part of what we're doing, which we're incredibly excited about, which we've launched Kate Sylvester Reloved, because I think it's incredibly important that people sell their clothes on.
Yeah.
So if you're tired of the dress, if it's done its dash, if you've had a fantastic time on, it's just like, you know, you gotta, you gotta move your boyfriends on, you gotta move your frocks on. And so it's a platform where people can buy and sell vintage Kate Sylvester, and it's going incredibly well. And I just feel like it's a really kind of a core part of the ethos of what we do. So
totally. Yeah. It's also got that lovely thing, I think, that people associate with clothes that they've loved, but they maybe just don't wear anymore. But you don't want to just get rid of that. You don't want to just send that off to the Sally's or something like that.
Yeah.
You want to make sure that someone gets a bit of
goes to
enjoyment.
Another good home
exactly.
that it will continue to be loved.
So how do people sort of get involved with Reloved? Do they have to sort of submit their things, or does it go through the website?
My God, I don't know. You don't. I'm so terrible.
I've put you on the spot.
I'm so bad with the whole technical side of it. But you sign on your pieces on.
Right.
So and then it's and then you look after the transaction. Yes.
So I'm sure that's all on the Kate Sylvester website if people wanted to find out more about that.
Kate Sylvester Reloved,
There we go. Mm-hmm. So tonight, obviously, don't want to give any spoilers away because that part of the theatre is all the fun of it, really.
Yeah, that's really important.
But is there anything that you're particularly sort of excited about, or really sort of I guess really looking forward to about tonight's show?
So much, actually. I mean, there's always a every Kate Sylvester collection has a story, and this one's particularly beautiful. So I'm just excited about the collection in itself. We have, and we actually, to celebrate the Reloved platform, we've incorporated vintage pieces into the show to to really reinforce that idea that the pieces are timeless. Mm-hmm. And so I think for the real hardcore fans, you can play Where's Wally and spot the vintage
the seasons,
pieces in it.
And
then
quite a nice journey for you to go through and pick out some of your like favourite vintage pieces.
Yeah, it's been really fun and just trying to, but they had to be the pieces that, it's not about the big statement pieces, the showstoppers from previous collections, because they needed to feel like they mm-hmm. belonged. I didn't want them to come along and kind of go, rah, that. So they just sort of fit really seamlessly in.
That's wonderful. What have been some of your sort of highlights from past fashion weeks? Have you had any bits that sort of always stand out to you as being just wonderful moments?
Oh, there's just so many, actually. I always see when people put, this is like choosing your favourite child. It always feels a bit mean, actually. Yeah. So I think that, for me, every show has its really special moments and they're always also different. So, yeah.
So they're all, you can't choose between your children.
No, that just feels too mean.
Is there anything else happening over Fashion Week that you're really looking forward to? Any other shows or sort of events that you're thinking, that's one I've got my finger very mm-hmm. much on the pulse for?
I'm really looking forward to seeing what Zambezi do with their just multiple shows and parties, and that feels like a really great celebration, and I think for all of us to celebrate what they've achieved is incredibly
40
great.
Years of
yes,
Zambezi?
It's
amazing.
Astonishing.
Wow, that's crazy.
And then also we're doing, I'm on a panel for a sustainability talk on Friday morning. I think it's 10 a.m. down at the venue, and that'll be really great as well. So, and that's, anyone can come along to that.
That sounds mm-hmm. fantastic. Well, there is a lot to look forward to this week, a massive week mm-hmm. for the fashion community in Aotearoa, and very exciting tonight. Mm-hmm. 8:30, is that when yours is?
Yes.
Yes, that'll be very fantastic.
8:30
kick off. Now, you have sort of let us know one secret of something that's happening tonight. Who have you got performing?
Well, we've got two very, very beautiful sisters making beautiful music for us. So music is always an incredibly important part of the shows for me. And so we just feel like, yes, we're in for a real, real special treat tonight.
That would be the sound of Purple Pilgrims, which we will play for you now. Thank you so much, Kate, and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Sleep here on the grass with the cows.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.